previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
Taylor Swift, an anti-hero on Alcoa FM Breakfast. What do we need to do to get her to come to South Africa?
Big ask.
What do we need to do?
We need to get Cape Town's executive mayor, Jordan Hill Lewis, to invite her. Mm. I'm sure at this point she'd be really happy to come to South Africa, considering the news about South Africa. So we're celebrating a very exciting and proud moment as South Africans, you know, generally.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that we're in old babes. But, we're celebrating as South Africans the fact that Time Out has crowned Cape Town number one city in the world, putting them at the top spot this year after having been ranked second to New York last year. And those unfamiliar, Time Out is a global publication that highlights the very best in food, culture, nightlife and lifestyle from cities around the world. And Cape Town has been recognized for its beauty, its vibrant food scene, friendly people, and overall happiness. It was also the healthiest in another survey.
Mm.
So to discuss this incredible achievement and what it means for the city, we are so thrilled to have the mayor of Cape Town, Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis, on air with us this morning on Alcoa FM Breakfast. Welcome, a warm, warm welcome to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you. I just came in at the end of your previous discussion. Who is it that I need to get to Cape Town?
It's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Can you? I must tell you a hilarious little story. A few weeks ago, my 9-year-old daughter said to me, "Dad, you will not be a good mayor unless you get Taylor Swift to come to Cape Town." So I feel like
she's a smart girl.
The has been laid down for me.
Smart girl. Mr. Mayor, congratulations on this incredible accolade. What does it mean?
Thank you very much.
What does it mean being named the number one city in the world by Time Out for Cape Town and its residents?
Well, it's a big deal because Time Out is a huge publication that is read all over the world by in the travel and food industry. It's one of the leading publications. So to be named by them is pretty serious, and I'm really grateful for that and thank them. And hopefully it means that more people, more of their readers around the world and other people who hear about that will be heading to Cape Town sometime soon. And ultimately that means more work in our tourism industry, which is the purpose. That's why we obsess about these things, is to help get more growth in tourism and hospitality in Cape Town.
Yeah. In your video yesterday, Mayor, you alluded to the fact that, of course, last year it was New York that topped the list at number one, with Cape Town at number two, and you still said, "I'm coming for you, New York. I'm coming for you, New York." You came for New York. You got to the top spot. How did you get there? I mean, do you plan for this?
I must tell you, last year I had the opportunity to meet the mayor of New York, and obviously they won last year and we were number two. And I said to him that I'm coming for the number one spot, and he laughed and kind of said, "You know, it's never going to happen. New York will always be number one." So I must admit, I did send him a cheeky little SMS yesterday. I hope you've seen the latest rankings, because we did come for them. But, you know, it's about focusing on getting the basics right, making it a good place to visit and to live. The survey includes Cantonian residents as well. So focusing on safety, focusing on the whole livability experience, and that's what we try to do all the time. So I'm glad to see that recognized.
Mayor, you touched on the next question, kind of. We know that the criteria was food, culture, natural beauty, and possibly wine. Would you care to explain what the voting process was?
Yeah, so they did a survey of about 18,500 of their readers around the world. And then the survey results were put in front of a judging panel. I think they had a panel of something like 40 judges, of travel experts and travel writers and so on from their own Time Out kind of expert panel. And then they put all the data into it, And then they came up with the ranking. So that was the process. And it means that it's a little bit of a public element there, and there's a little bit of an expert opinion there as well.
All right, cool.
Mr. Mayor, I know you joke, you know, about the cheeky message to the mayor of New York, but let's face it. I mean, coming second to New York last year was already a massive accolade. There aren't many cities that can say we came second to the Big Apple.
Yeah, that is true. I was very proud of it last year already. New York, the incredible city, which I've had the pleasure of visiting a couple of times. I always have this kind of pinch me moment where I remember, yes, actually, we don't need to feel like we are some distant, tiny cousin to the Big Apple. This is a global city. It is globally recognized. People are desperate to come here. And it is one of the most beautiful places. And if we can get a few things right as a country, if we can carry on working on crime and unemployment and so on, it can just be paradise, frankly. So we don't have to feel like we're the tiny cousin.
Talking about working on things and working on crime, how does this accolade align with the city's current goals and strategy?
Well, our obsession, everything that we do is focused on getting people out of unemployment, out of poverty, because we just can't really have a successful South Africa in the future unless we do that. So everything is focused on growing our city economy. And that is why we obsess so much about tourism, because, manufacturing is a tough thing, and other businesses are very, very, and industries are really tough to grow. But tourism has huge potential. We have about 2 million visitors that come to Cape Town. But if you think of 2 million visitors in terms of the global population of travelers, it's actually still tiny. We've got huge potential to grow. And every tourist that comes here spending dollars and euros is creating work and opportunity in our economy. So that is our obsession, and it is our kind of number one goal.
Mr. Mann, glad you mentioned, the tourism and creating work and so on, because you know where this is going. It's been all over socials and on media and so on, digital nomads. So, you've obviously garnered now increased draw for international visitors, even more than what Cape Town has at the moment with this new accolade. And this obviously also means another call for digital nomads to make their way towards Cape Town. While their presence boosts the local economy, some residents feel that it has raised the cost of living, particularly in the rental market, saying that it makes the city less affordable for locals. How does Cape Town then plan to balance an accessible and welcoming destination for visitors while ensuring affordability and inclusivity for its residents?
Again, our number one objective and the filter through which we pass every single decision is, does this contribute to growing our economy so that more people can get out of poverty and into work? If it does, then it is good for our city and for our country and good for the people of Cape Town. And welcoming foreign workers here to do remote work, they're not taking any jobs from locals. They are spending huge amounts of money here. They are very, very highly paid. They have to, by definition, earn more than $40,000. So they are not taking rental apartments away from the middle class or from, struggling first-time homeowners or whatever the case is. They are looking to rent in the high end of the markets on the Atlantic seaboard in the most elite neighborhoods. So I'm quite unapologetic that remote workers coming here is good for our economy, it is good for our city, and most importantly, it's good for the prospects of people getting into work and getting out of poverty. And if that makes it more expensive to rent a sea-facing apartment in one of the most expensive streets in the country, then so be it. That's not actually where our focus has to be every day. Our focus has to be on how we get people out of shacks.
I hear you.
And and into work.
Yeah.
Absolutely well done for Cape Town, and it just never ends for the mother city. It also helps to have the fifth wonder of the world, Table Mountain, right there as well. Eh?
Yeah.
It does. I'm standing in my morning coffee shop.
Oh, you show off.
stop that. Stop that. Okay, so
it is beautiful.
You told us your secret sauce. You told us how you've managed to get to number one. Could you bottle some of it up and ship it off to Nelson Mandela Bay so that we can at least sneak onto the top 100 list? Please.
it is a beautiful, beautiful city. I've spent a lot of time there over the years. And, you know, I'm sure that you'll get there onto that list at some point.
Yes. All right.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis, the executive mayor of Cape Town, thank you so much for joining us this morning and taking our call. You enjoy the rest of that cup of coffee. And the view while you look at that rock of yours. Thank you.
And the most amazing sunsets as well. Enjoy this evening.
Yeah. No,
thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Have a great day. Yeah. Cheers.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.